KJAN Sports.
It's time for a look at sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Our sports update is brought to you this morning by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. Let's take a look at sports. First of all, from some high school sports from the weekend on Saturday, the CAM volleyball tournament saw Underwood win three times. They defeated CAM, Arweva, and ACGC all 2-0. Riverside winning three straight over Exira EHK, Orient Maxburg, and Peyton Sherdan. Also, ACGC downed Arweva. CAM defeated ACGC and Arweva. Exira EHK beating Orient Maxburg and Peyton Sherdan, while Peyton Sherdan downed Orient Maxburg in that Saturday tourney. Also, at the Indianola tournament, a few area teams participating there. Glenwood wins all five of their matches, beating Indianola, Fort Dodge, Grinnell, Williamsburg, and Ballard, all in 2-game sweeps. It was Stanton downing both Clarinda and Creston. Clarinda beat Perry. Indianola downed Perry and Clarinda. Fort Dodge beat Creston. Fort Dodge over Perry. Creston beat Perry, and Williamsburg downed Clarinda as well. Also in the Roland Story tourney, Kemper Catholic wins over Independence. They also beat South Hardin and defeated Roland Story in that tournament. Also, on Saturday, the pod announcements were made. What in the world are pod announcements? Well, that's what the Iowa High School Athletic Association did this year, considering everyone was going to make the postseason high school football playoffs. They divided everybody into pods this year for the first couple of rounds. Here's a look at what the first couple of rounds will look like and how they are divided up. Starting with the 8-man class in Pod 1, Boyer Valley will play West Harrison at West Harrison. Grettinger, Terrell, Ruth, Van Ayrshire will play at Remsen St. Mary's. In Pod number 2, it'll be Arweva at Kingsley Pearson, West Bend Mallard at Newell Fonda. Also in Pod 3, Coon Rapids Bayard gets a bye in the first round. River Valley will play at Harris Lake Park. In Pod 14, Bedford is at Audubon. East Mills will play at Lennox. In Pod 15, Griswold is at CAM and Stanton Essex is at Murray. And in Pod 16, Exira EHK will play at Fremont Mills, while Glidden Ralston will play at Woodbine coming up this Friday night. Also in Class A, it'll be in Pod 13, Wayne at Earlham and Nottoway Valley at North Mahaska. In Pod 14, Sydney is at St. Albert, West Monona at Woodbury Central. In Pod 15, Tri-Center is at Lawton Bronson and AHSTW is at Riverside. In Pod 16, Logan Magnolia receives a first-round bye and they'll await the winner of IKM Manning at Southwest Valley. Moving to Class 1A in Pod 2, Kemper Catholic is at Pocahontas Area, Eagle Grove at Emmitsburg. In Pod 3, Western Christian gets a bye, while Trainer will host Maple Valley. Pod 14 has Mount Air getting a bye in the first round, and Central Decatur will play at I-35. In Pod 15, West Central Valley is at Underwood, and Colfax Mingo plays at Woodward Granger. In Pod 16, OABCIG receives a bye. They'll await the winner of Missouri Valley at East Sac County. In Class 2A in Pod 15, Atlantic receives a bye in the first round, and the Trojans will await the winner of Des Moines Christian at Albia, which will be played this Friday night. In Pod 16, Red Oak is at Greene County, while Shenandoah plays at Clarinda. And in Class 3A in Pod 1, Denison is at Carroll. The winner of that game will play Sergeant Bluff Luton, who received a bye in the first round. In Pod 15, Harlan receives a bye in the first round. They'll await the winner of ADM at Bondurant Farrar. And in Pod 16, Creston will play at Lewis Central, and Norwalk plays at Glenwood. Those first-round games coming up this Friday night. Iowa State takes a 3-0 Big 12 record into a bye week as the Cyclones raced out to a 21-7 halftime lead and then cruised to a 31-15 victory over Texas Tech on Saturday. Here's ISU coach Matt Campbell.
You know, obviously, we're not perfect. We still got a lot of work to do. I do appreciate our physicality and mentality to getting better. I think there was really good growth again today, and we got a lot of work to do, and grateful that we have a bye week to get to work on some of the things that are holding us back right now.
Campbell has been happy with the progress that's being made by the offensive line.
To be honest with you, I felt like it's been impressive since the start of the season. I felt really confident that this could be a really good group and one of the better offensive lines we've had since we've been here. And, they continue to do a really good job, at least physically attacking their craft.
Breece Hall has rushed for 135 yards and 2 touchdowns as the Cyclones rolled up 516 yards of total offense Saturday.
It gives us a lot of confidence just knowing that we can really go down and score at will, you know. So I felt like week in and week out, our offense really takes pride on getting each other better and getting ourselves better. So I'd say we kind of expect it, you know. We feel like our offense is pretty good and we kind of expect to put up points.
That was the third straight game that Hall has topped 100 yards rushing.
I think we played okay. I don't think we played our best game yet. You know, I felt like a couple times we stalled. You know, we still had some mental mistakes and stuff like that, some missed blitz pickups and stuff like that. So I felt like we still have room for improvement. But, I mean, I'm happy we got the W and everything, so that was all good.
Again, the Cyclones 3-0 in the Big 12, 3-1 overall as they take this week off. LSU has become the first defending national champion in 9 years to fall out of the Associated Press College football poll. The Tigers' second loss in three games dropped them out of the poll altogether for the first time since 2017. The top three remain the same, with Clemson followed by Alabama and Georgia. Notre Dame climbed one notch to fourth. That's one spot ahead of North Carolina, who's up to number five. ISU bumped up a few spots as well this week. They're up four. They moved up to number 20 in this week's poll. Well, the Chiefs' 13-game winning streak is now over after the Raiders nearly shut down the potent Kansas City offense in the second half to rally for a 40-32 victory yesterday in a game heard here on KJAN. Derek Carr threw for 347 yards and three touchdowns while outplaying Super Bowl MVP Patrick Mahomes. Josh Jacobs scored the go-ahead touchdown in the fourth quarter as Las Vegas improved to 3-2 and dropped the Chiefs to 4-1 on the season. You can hear more about that game coming up tonight at 6 o'clock. That's when we'll have Chiefs Kingdom for you here on the radio. Week 5 of the NFL season began with a great comeback story, but it later included another gruesome injury. Washington quarterback Alex Smith returned to action for the first time in 693 days when he fractured his right tibia and fibula. 17 surgeries later, Smith replaced Kyle Allen in the second quarter and went 9-for-17 for 37 yards while absorbing punishment from the LA Rams defense. L.A. recorded 8 sacks while Jared Goff went 21 of 30 for 309 yards and 2 scores in a 30-10 win over Washington. Smith's comeback began hours before Dak Prescott's season ended. The Cowboys quarterback suffered a dislocation and compound fracture of his right ankle during a 37-34 win over the Giants. Prescott has never missed a start in 4-plus seasons with the Cowboys and was on track to have a career year. Backup Andy Dalton led a drive that ended with Greg Zuerlein's 34-yard field goal as time expired. Dalton entered the game when Prescott sustained his gruesome injury not long after his first career touchdown catch. Elsewhere in the NFL yesterday, Russell Wilson capped a 94-yard drive with a 6-yard touchdown pass to DK Metcalf on fourth and goal with 15 seconds left, giving the Seahawks a 27-26 win over the Vikings. Joe Burrow was sacked 7 times and had 2 turnovers in the Bengals' 27-3 loss in Baltimore. Rookie wide receiver Chase Claypool scored 4 touchdowns, including the clincher with 2:59 left in the Steelers' 38-29 win over the Eagles. Baker Mayfield passed for a season-high 247 yards and 2 touchdowns against the NFL's number one defense to lead the Browns to a 32-23 win against the Colts. The 49ers are 0-3 at home after Ryan Fitzpatrick threw for 350 yards and 3 touchdowns in the Dolphins' 43-17 pounding of San Francisco. Kyler Murray ran for a touchdown and threw another to DeAndre Hopkins as the Cardinals beat the winless Jets 30-10, snapping a 2-game losing streak. The Texans got their first win as Deshaun Watson threw for a season-high 359 yards and 3 touchdowns in a 30-14 decision over the Jaguars. And Teddy Bridgewater threw for 313 yards and 2 scores in the Panthers' 23-16 win over the Falcons. That drops Atlanta to 0-5 for the first time in 23 years, and the Falcons responded after the game as they fired head coach Dan Quinn and their general manager Thomas Dimitroff after the contest. Well, the coronavirus continues to force the NFL to alter its schedule. Denver's game at New England is now slated for next Sunday. It was originally scheduled for this Sunday and then moved back a day when the Patriots had more positive COVID-19 tests. Kansas City's game at Buffalo has been moved back to Monday, October 19th. That game had been scheduled for Thursday but had to be moved since the Bills-Titans game had to be moved to this Tuesday due to positive COVID-19 tests among 23 Titans players and staff. The Jets game against the Chargers at Los Angeles moves from Week 6 to Week 11. The Chargers home game against the Jaguars moves from Week 8 to Week 7. The Chargers-Broncos game in Denver will be played during Week 8 instead of Week 11. Miami's game against the visiting Chargers is switched from Week 7 to Week 10. And the Dolphins-Broncos game in Denver moves from Week 6 to Week 11. Did you catch all that? I didn't think so. The Tampa Bay Rays have taken Game 1 of the American League Championship Series by shutting down a ball club that scored 33 runs in a 4-game division series. Winning pitcher Blake Snell combined with 4 relievers on a 9-hitter as the Rays down the Astros 2-1. Game 2 is set for today. NASCAR will crown a new champion this year following Kyle Busch's elimination in the second round of the playoffs. Chase Elliott won Sunday's race on the hybrid road course oval at Charlotte Motor Speedway. He won for the second consecutive year at the Roval and extended his winning streak on road courses to four straight dating to last season. That was Elliott's third win of this season and his second at Charlotte. Bush became the first reigning champion knocked out of contention after two rounds since the playoff format began in 2014. Austin Dillon and teammates Clint Bowyer and Eric Almirola also were eliminated. And Rafael Nadal's tied Roger Federer's record for men's major championships, winning his 20th Grand Slam title, breezing through a straight sets win over Novak Djokovic in the French Open final yesterday. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.